I'm Gordon Cerrone. I'm from Bentley. We really don't want a gas field in our backyard, and the National Party are not doing a lot to help us here. The National Party, policy-wise, are not doing anything for rural Australia. We import a lot of food. We don't package beetroot, apricots, pineapple, a whole lot of things that we used to package and are all packaged overseas. The berries that come from Chile to China to New Zealand to Australia that brought hepatitis A. Why aren't we producing all those things in Australia? The National Party are not supporting our rural industries. They're supporting big multinational companies that just want to exploit the country and pack it up and ship it off to China as coal and iron ore and gas.
Have you been a traditional National Party voter in the past?
I'm a swinging voter. Yes, yeah. But, yeah, no, I'm not a National Party voter today, no.
Anne Thompson, and I'm from Eltham. I'm protesting with the farmers. Normally I'm here this afternoon. I will be here again with the Knitting Nannas, but today I'm wearing my farming hat, my Akubra, because we farmers are strongly protesting with a bag of bullshit, actually, because we're sick and tired of the bullshit that we're getting, and we feel the Nationals, you might see my badge says ex-National Party voter. I've always voted Nationals since I've lived in the Northern Rivers for the last 35 years, but now I strongly feel that the Nationals have abandoned the country people. I'm not voting for them anymore. Certainly while they hold this policy of frack the countryside and forget about the food-producing areas.
Well, the New South Wales government has bought back several licences over the last week. Does that give you hope at all?
Not at all. Those particular licences were very insignificant, and I think one had even expired. The licences that they have renewed, in fact, PEL 445 is one that's been renewed, and that's now been bought by a very big player, AJ Lucas, who, when you drive across the border into Queensland, you only have to get into the area of Toowoomba, between there and Chinchilla, and everything is AJ Lucas, from pipelines to drill rigs. I think they own about 77 drill rigs, and they're just across the border from us. And they have bought the license over my property and properties of those in a huge area, much, much bigger than Metgasco's.
So that covers your property?
Absolutely, yes.
I'm Peter Stackhouse from west of Kyogle on Iron Pot Creek. I've got cattle and I grow some vegetables, garlic, make a bit of hay sometimes. I'm concerned that the Nationals plan to go full steam ahead and turn the whole place into a gas field. We don't like that where I am, and most of the region don't like it.
And how many farmers are here today?
12, and might be another 6 or 8 wives, partners and wives.
And how many bags of manure?
I think there's 6 or 8 of them.